Mission Network News, 2-Minute Version, Monday, October 18th, 2004, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. We begin today in the Sudan, where humanitarian aid is being scaled back in Darfur. That's due to growing violence after 20 months of rebellion. Words of Hope's Lee DeYoung.
It seems as if there have been incidents of tensions between people who profess to be Christians. So we pray that that trend will not continue, and that peace that might come and bring some stability and development to the infrastructure in southern Sudan might be something that people can celebrate.
DeYoung says their staff continues to broadcast the hope of the gospel to the Sudanese. Next, famine has struck Kenya in a big way, with more than 2 million people requiring emergency assistance. Kenyan President Kibaki has declared a national disaster and is asking for international help. Kenyan churches and seminary students responded, and so did supporters of volunteer missionaries with the Southern Baptist International Mission Board. Kenyans raised money, but so did family and friends of the missionaries in the United States. Pray that many will come to Christ as a result. And residents of Beslan, Russia, are struggling to heal as grief blankets the town. Slavic Gospel Association President Bob Provost says the school massacre brought with it both tragedy and oddly hope.
They're not only praying, but Christians throughout the world are ready to help. As for individual families, several faithful Christian mothers and fathers who lost their own precious children began to reach out to those without hope who were mourning the loss of their children. The Beslan Church has become a great place of comfort and encouragement for the grieving community.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of the book, The Jungle Pilot, from Mission Aviation Fellowship, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's the gripping story of the life and witness of Nate Saint, martyred missionary pilot to Ecuador. You can also request it on our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.